The Port of New York in New Jersey is the largest on the East Coast. For decades, it's been notoriously linked to New York's crime families, as famously depicted in the old Marlon Brando film, On the Waterfront. Crime and the Port is a subject in this week's New Yorker magazine for writer William Finnegan. As he told my colleague Madeline Brandt, it's still there, that crime. It's just not so obvious.
A lot of the world that that movie showed has kind of vanished. Shipping, for a start, has moved from the west side of Manhattan and those old finger piers that you saw in the film across mainly to New Jersey. But the business runs very much the same. I mean, you have the unions shaking down the waterfront employers for, you know, what's called labor peace. And it still takes a lot of courage to stand up to the bosses.
It's kind of shocking that in this age and this globalization that these local crime families are still controlling so much of what goes on in the port. How exactly are they able to shake down multinational corporations?
Well, steamship lines, you know, that's the term of art for the shipping companies, are always in a great hurry to get their cargo loaded and unloaded. And the stevedoring companies that run the terminal operators, same thing. And so just to get speed out of the troops, people are willing to look the other way for all kinds of business purposes and all kinds of situations. You do get straightforward payments, you know, cash in an envelope every month. But you also get side deals where the containers need regular maintenance and all the machinery, because it's very automated work now. It's not the old days of the hook and you know, the bales and netting. It's big trucks and big cranes, and that stuff all needs maintenance. And those contracts tend to be handed out to somebody's nephew, somebody's brother-in-law, I mean, within usually organized crime's general orbit.
What is to prevent a bad guy, a terrorist, a would-be terrorist, from going up to some mob leader and saying, here's a bunch of money, let me do this at your port?
Well, nothing's to prevent him asking, this hypothetical terrorist, but there's a sort of sentimental idea that the mafia would never collaborate with some, you know, enemy of America. Some of this derives from World War II, when the mob was very much approached by the federal government. Lucky Luciano was then the sort of leading figure in organized crime here in New York to help stop any, you know, Nazi saboteurs or other sort of Axis forces. And it was generally agreed that the mob was very much on the American side in the war effort. It's funny, when you ask around in the port this kind of question, how often people refer to popular entertainment. You know, would Tony Soprano help, you know, Al-Qaeda? No way. Didn't you see the episode where he got so mad about it he threw a cash register at a bartender? That's the kind of thing you hear all the time.
Wait, you hear that from the feds?
Yeah, I heard that from customs officers and just people who work in this area who have a sort of hopeful and, as I say, sort of sentimental idea that people in American organized crime families wouldn't collaborate with, you know, what they assume, I suppose, would be Arab terrorists. But you have to remember that you're talking about, you know, criminal sociopathic organizations in both cases.
William Finnegan is a staff writer at The New Yorker. His article called Watching the Waterfront is in the current issue.
And thank you, Madeline Brand, for doing that interview.